Oh, provided there's no setbacks, I expect myself to be out there on Sunday. Feels good. Progressively getting better throughout the week and more confident and comfortable being out there. So yesterday was a big step in the right direction from Wednesday. And today I'm sure would have been. And we'll, as you know what we're doing with our schedule, I think it's good for me. And then tomorrow we'll go around, fly around, break a sweat. Feel good going into Sunday. So I don't anticipate there being any problems.
When the injury happened, did you expect did it feel like something that could recover so quickly, or did you maybe a little bit worried that it might take you a week or two?
I haven't injured my groin before, but especially it happening from kind of cause and effect as opposed to a normal fatigue injury, I think might have helped that along the way from my scientific background. But the biggest thing is being confident and comfortable out there, and I feel like I'm there, and we'll continue to do so. So. Hopefully it holds up Sunday. I think it will.
Clay, do you anticipate being full go on Sunday if you are out there?
I wouldn't be out there. I think we've talked about this with my injuries in the past that I wouldn't be out there if I wasn't full go. We'll be smart though. Caveat is we'll be smart and we'll monitor the reps, and especially going into a Thursday night game the following week. So, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see what they're coming out with. Their personnel, their scheme, and where we are at in the game.
How big a challenge is it facing an offense with the diversity of Cutler and Forte and those receivers?
Yeah, I just told someone I think this is their best offense that I've seen in my 6 years here. As you said, with Cutler back there, Forte, who's a stud, Jeffries, Marshall, and Bennett, who's been playing really well too. You go up and down the board, they're playing very well and have a very real possibility to kind of gash you and make big plays, and they've shown that. So we just got to come out with that, kind of how we started the game last week and just be able to finish, really. A team that we're used to seeing, but a team, these divisional games are always difficult, especially playing in their backyard. So it should be a good game, but ultimately, we need to come away with this win, especially it being another division game and after dropping one last week. So hopefully we even things out here.
Hey, what do you like about the division?
What do I like?
Your numbers would suggest that division games are
where
you make big impacts.
I think for the most part you see them twice a year, and you're used to the what they're running and kind of what you're getting and what to expect of the players out there. So I think that makes it a little easier if you want to say that. But ultimately, with rivalry games, you can kind of throw that out the window and. Divisional game, excuse me, you can throw that out the window just because of what you're going to see. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but they're fun games to play, and I think more so just talking from the fan aspect of it. The fans hate you, and it's something to thrive on when you play on the road. It's always fun to kind of play in opposing stadiums, but at the same time get a victory, though, because that makes it more fun.
Did you miss out on that last year, Clay? Obviously not playing them those two games.
Getting hated on? I'm getting yelled at? No. It was difficult because obviously the first time I broke my hand, I missed that Sunday or Monday night game. And then, coming back in week 17, I was watching it at home. So very difficult. But for me, especially going against a new coach, a new offense, it'll be good to get out there again and, kind of put my, foot back into that whole Packers-Bears rivalry and just make an impact, really. So I'm looking forward to it. And beyond myself, as we just talked about, just getting a victory, I think getting this thing in the right direction is more important.
Clay, going back to the Bears offense, specifically Matt Forte, who's, as you know, a bona fide running back and a receiver, I guess, how do you go about containing a guy who's a dual threat like that?
Well, I think, with Matt, it's about not letting him get going. I think we've done a good job of kind of keeping him in the pocket, and because I think when he's out in space, that's when he makes his most damage, and he's going to make his plays. And he's also very good at catching the ball in the backfield, which is, very important, but as with any great running back, we got to limit his touches, try and put him in some bad opportunities for their offense, good opportunities for our defense, and stop him before he gets going, because he had some times last year, especially in Week 17, after watching that film where he made his pay.
What's been the key to forcing Jay Cutler to turn over the pass?
Jay's going to take his shots, and, he's got some really good wide receivers who can back that up, but I think, at the same time, it's just about making those plays, and we've been able to do so from the secondary back there, but looking deeper as far as, you know, what my job is, what our job is in the front seven, is really to get him uncomfortable and off the spot. Because when he sits back there, as you saw from the San Francisco game, and he gets on a roll and he gets hot, it's hard to stop that offense. So you just got to make him uncomfortable, you know, and hopefully he throws one up for us to take away.
Does that screen game make it a challenge to put a rush on Cutler?
You know what? I don't think we're thinking like that. Like we're timid as far as you know, rushing the passer, but it is something that we know they do, and they do well. As I just said, as far as getting Forte out into space, but it's just one of those things where we're gonna have to kind of rally from inside and make the tackle inside out. So you know, we'll live with those, but you know, for the most part, we got to limit those big play opportunities and force them to beat us the old fashioned way.
Has Julius talked at all this week about going back to shower? Does he really not seem to care?
Julius doesn't say much, so no, he hasn't talked. He hasn't talked about going back to Chicago. No, I mean, he really hasn't, you know. So I'm sure it'll be business as usual, and I'm sure he'd love to make a player too.
Tom Kiffer said yesterday, conversation with Julius have to be started by you. Is that, or by the person? Is that true with you too?
He's a man of few words, but you know, he's got some wisdom tucked away in there. So it's always great to pick his brain. Kind of see where he's at and see how he feels about certain situations, and you know, not only on the field but off the field as well. So it's great to have a guy of his, not only his caliber but his tenure in this league, to kind of reach out to him and see what's going on with him. So it's only helped me out as a, I guess I'm still young, you know, young pass rusher, young player.
Last